Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Kevin McCullough.
It is Baldwin McCullough live from New York every single Saturday, and we're grateful that you're with us. And coming up, your chance to qualify for a finalist spot in our fourth ever trip to Manhattan called the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway. Now, here's how this works, just loosely. We have you sign up by either going to our website, baldwinmccullough.com, and inputting your information there, or the way to be guaranteed that you're qualified is to register by sending us an email that says to send it to holiday@x3media.net. And we've already got, dozens and dozens of people that have signed up. Then every Saturday night you're listening, we draw one name, and you have 10 minutes from the time of hearing your name to claim your finalist spot, or we call another name. So that's the way it works. You don't want to miss out, so you need to be listening every Saturday night to Baldwin McCullough. Any one of our 300 radio stations across the country is fine, but if you want to really, really be down with it and understand what the opportunity is, make sure you're listening online, baldwinmccullough.com, the Ustream feed right there at the top of the page. So tonight we've got, 80 different people that have already registered for this, and we're going to draw a name, and I'm going to do that right after I speak with Richard, who's called us from Louisville, who wanted to weigh in on the topic from last hour, which was the vice presidential debate this past week. Richard, line one, go right ahead. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. Well, we're talking about the leadership of the United States of America, the most powerful nation in the world, and I think all of our history and experience calls for a high standard of civil discourse. And so I'm very disappointed that a sitting vice president could behave the way Joe Biden did in that debate.
Okay.
He not only lost the debate, I think, just because Ryan had better control of the facts, but Biden demonstrated clearly by his unprincipled, boorish, dismissive behavior
right,
that he is morally unworthy of being vice president of the United States.
Interesting. Richard.
Unlike Paul Ryan, who demonstrated admirable courtesy and respect, Biden showed, I think, that he doesn't understand that civil discourse is what democracy is about and depends upon.
Right. Hey, Richard, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Steve Baldwin here. So, because, one of the other questions after the debate was, do people feel that Joe Biden, no matter what you think of him, he's been around longer, he's got more experience, and based upon what you've seen demonstrated by Paul Ryan, do you think if Romney wins and something were ever to happen to Mitt Romney, God forbid, do you think Paul Ryan's ready to be the leader of the free world right now?
Yes, he is, and I'm disappointed, too, by left-wing commentators that keep working the term young and inexperienced to describe Paul Ryan, because he clearly demonstrated full control of the facts and full courtesy and civility in civil discourse, unlike the guy that has been vice president for the past 4 years.
Well, considering and considering this, Richard, that 4 years ago we didn't hear the press talking about how young and inexperienced President Obama was going to be, you know that Paul Ryan is roughly the same stage of life that Obama was 4 years ago.
Sure.
And he has way more experience than Obama had when he ran 4 years ago, and he's not running for number one. He's running for number two, mm-hmm. which he will gain additional experience in.
Right.
And the left-wing commentators did not go on and on about Obama's being young and inexperienced either.
No, they didn't. They didn't mention it at all. And he had been on the job in the United States Senate, I think, a total of 180 days when he decided to run for president. So it was very interesting to see how little experience he had, given a complete pass, and now and then now we're supposed to be down on Ryan because he's so young. Richard, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Obama never authored a budget. Paul Ryan's put forward three in his time as the appropriations guy in the House. And this is the guy that has studied the economy and come up with the plan to try to solve the debt and spending and all the other crises that exist there. So anyway, well, thanks, Richard. Appreciate the call. And it is now time, friends. We have been telling you all night long that you're going to have a chance to win a trip. Ivan Quinones, give me a number between 1 and 60.
27.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Diane L. McCracken of Media, Pennsylvania.
Woohoo!
You have 10 minutes to call. 888-340-3373. Diana McCracken of Media, Pennsylvania. You have 10 minutes. You are our first name drawn in the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway.
Come on, Diana.
And you have 10 minutes to call right now. So give us a call. 888-340-3373.
Now, I don't think I heard from you, Mr.
What?
McCullough.
What?
Because you were kind of nicey-nice. You think Paul Ryan won the debate? Yes or no?
That's a good question.
This is, I don't like when you duck.
Right. I'm not ducking.
You're ducking.
No, I don't.
Because you always have an opinion.
I don't think he won the debate on performance grounds.
Okay.
On substance, I was with him 100%.
Right.
I thought he got bullied a little bit by Biden. And Biden shot himself in the foot by directly lying about at least two things that the press, all of the press, ended up saying that Biden
on
was
both
lying
sides.
About. Yeah. Everybody said
what was
that Biden lied. Well, number one, he said that the administration didn't know
right.
that the consulate in Libya, that the security forces in Libya had been begging
right.
for more security. Well, the State Department just testified on Capitol Hill the day before saying, yes, we knew, they had requested it, we denied the
How
request.
How great is that?
We denied the request. And then he tried to, the next day, Jay Carney had
right.
to come out and say,
right.
oh, well, he meant just himself and the president. I'm like, are you serious?
Weird.
So that was number one.
Weird.
Number two, he specifically said to the moderator, Martha, he said, this guy put two wars on a credit card. And I know because I was there and I voted against him. Except that he voted for both of them. Voting for both the action in Afghanistan, voting for the action in Iraq, and pretending as though Paul Ryan had some sort of different position on both of those items than he had had. And he directly said, I was there. I voted against him. He said, Paul Ryan put him on the credit card. I voted against him. And it was blatantly not true. He voted in favor of both military actions. Anyway, all right, so the name on the board right now, Diane McCracken from Medea, Pennsylvania. You've now got less than 6 minutes to call and claim your spot as a finalist in the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway. You've got 10 minutes from the time your name is called, and we are now less than 6 minutes away. So, Diane, if we don't hear from you, we will draw another name And those of you that are listening that have registered, that have sent your registration in, you be listening because we will draw another name if Diane does not call at 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough, and we're talking about the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway. By the way, we're going to be drawing finalists every Saturday for the next several weeks. And you can be registering and listening and earning your chance to win an all expense paid trip to Manhattan, including great stuff here in the city, skating under the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center, seeing the Christmas Spectacular at Radio City Music Hall, and coming out and sitting in the studio with Stephen and I on December 15th, that particular weekend. It's going to be great fun, and I hope that you will consider doing it. Just send us an email with your name, address, and phone number to holiday at x3media.net. That's holiday at x3media.net. You can also text the word holiday to 33938, holiday at 33938, or you can register online at baldwinmccullough.com. Diane McCracken, four more minutes left, and then we draw another name, the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway. This is Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night and 24 hours a day online at baldwinmccullough.com.
Finally, on radio, Danny Johnson.
98% of the population will end up dead or dead broke by the age of 65.
Danny Johnson.
Nationwide, Sunday night.
For you, is that how you want to be? Is that the life that you want? Well, if you look at what everybody else is doing and you live the way they are, then that's what you're going to have.
Why live under the burden of death?
I say, look at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite.
A production of Extreme Media.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free assistance on getting the lowest price possible for your prescription drugs. I'm happy to report that every month, thousands of you are experiencing savings as high as 35%, but on average, about 27% off of what they formerly paid for the prescriptions that they needed. If you've not yet signed up, it's easy to do. Just go to CARESProject.com. That's CARESProject.com and print your card today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious, long-term, storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
McCullough live from New York. We're glad you're with us every Saturday night from 9 to 11 Eastern. And Diane McCracken did not call, so we've got the opportunity to draw another name for the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway. Now, if Diane she could still be drawn again next week, so her chance to win is not over. But I just wanted to make sure that you understood how it worked. 10 minutes to call once you hear your name on the Baldwin McCullough Live broadcast. All right, so let's see. Holiday at x3media.net is where you send your registration. And let's do this. Let's draw Madeline McCollum of Franklin, Tennessee. Madeline McCollum of Franklin, Tennessee, you now have 10 minutes to dial the Baldwin McCullough Show and to claim your spot as a finalist for the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway. Madeline McCollum of Franklin, Tennessee, 10 minutes. Your clock is going now. Mark said go. Okay, so that's how it goes. 888-340-3373. We talked about the vice president. We talked about the debate. We asked what you thought about it. We heard from quite a few people in the first hour. Let's go to line one. Marcus is calling from the greatest city on the planet, New York, New York. Hello, Marcus. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough.
Hey, guys. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thank you much.
I got to say, though, listen to the debate. I'm out, you know, I'm a Romney guy, and I'm voting for Romney. But for the first time in this whole debate, you know, I think Biden came across like he explained a lot of the actions that they've done, the administration's done so far, more than Obama. Obama didn't explain anything. He's just like, you know, follow me blindly, and I know what I'm doing. Where Biden took the time, as far as like Iran, why are they letting Iran for 4 years build this freaking nuclear bomb, you know, without doing anything. And I think the host made Paul Ryan, because, you know, I work with a lot of liberals and Democrats, so I'm constantly like talking to them, and Paul Ryan came off like a George Bush, like, oh, he wants war, he wants more war, and I think that was a little setup from the host, but I think, you know,
Well, wait a second, Marcus. How did Paul Ryan come off looking like he wanted more war? What did he say that made you think that, Marcus? Marcus, are you there?
Yeah.
What made you think that Paul Ryan wanted more war? What did he say that made you think that?
Well, when it came to Iran, you know, they were like, oh, well, you know, he's like, well, Iran won't have, you know, or Iran won't have a nuclear weapon no matter what. And then they were like, oh, do you mean military action? And then he was like, you know, he kind of shrugged and said, if it has to go to that.
No, that's not what he said. You're not being honest, Marcus. He said that no one wants to put boots on the ground in another war in the Middle East right now. No one does.
Yeah.
But in order for Iran to know that they can't have a nuclear weapon, you have to be willing to tell them that they're not going to be able to get one.
Yeah. And I agree. But I'm telling you, like, as far as, like, you know, I talk to these people in my job, and they're like, oh, you see, you know, he's another Bush and this and that. And
Your friends on the job are just smoking crack, because that's not anywhere close to what
the vice president. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, you know, he's the vice president. You know, it really falls to Romney. So,
right.
You know, but I think, you know, I think Joe, I was expecting Joe Biden to be a little more crazy, because I know he's crazy. But I knew he was going to do well because Obama did so bad, so I know he was going to do...
Yeah, they made him the attack dog, and I thought that he carried out his role on that pretty effectively. All right, Marcus, thanks for your comments. We appreciate them. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The name that has now been called, Madeline McCollum, you have now 7 minutes left to claim your spot for the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway. Madeline McCollum, you have 7 minutes left to claim your spot. Let's go to line two. And who do we have on line two? Line two, are you there? I'm sorry, is it line one? Okay. Can we put line two on the air, please? Is this Madeline?
Yes.
Madeline.
Hi.
You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. And,
Madeline.
And you are the first finalist for the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway.
Yoo-hoo!
I'm so excited.
Yeah. All right, Madeline, congratulations.
So what's going to happen
Thank
here,
so
Madeline,
much.
is in about, well, the week before Thanksgiving, the Saturday before Thanksgiving, we will draw the winning name from the 12 finalists, and you have secured one of the 12 spots. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Now, just to confirm that it is you, what's the second number of your address?
4.
Very good.
All right, Madeline.
Very good. All right, Madeline. Hey, maybe we'll see you in New York soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Congratulations.
God bless.
Wow.
There she goes. There's
that's
our first.
That's awesome.
Friend, that's how easy it is. You could be a finalist for the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway as well as Madeline. And see, the first person called didn't call in.
And that person.
Don't give up hope. Your name could be called next.
You never know.
If you would like to register for next week's drawing, send us an email right now, holiday@x3media.net, holiday@x3media.net. Put your name, address, and phone number in the body of the email, and you will be registered to be qualified for that drawing. All right, so here's the other subject that we wanted to talk about tonight, and it's an interesting one. It's one we've kind of touched on in the past. Stephen, you have a relationship with the actress Stacey Dash. You guys worked on a project together.
Yeah, we did a movie called Posse, very popular film back in its day, directed by Mario Van Peebles.
The action guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we did a...
He was like the Black Bruce Lee.
Well, I wouldn't say he was the Black Bruce Lee, but he's done a lot of cool flicks.
Okay, so... and the storyline of Posse is completely irrelevant to my story, but just because I'm curious, what was the storyline of Posse?
It was a fictional account of the history of the African-American cowboy in the Old West.
And you played the African-American cowboy?
No, sir. myself and Billy Zane were pretty much two of the only white guys in the picture. I played Little Jay. I had this fabulous gold tooth that I wore in the film.
Really?
And Stacey Dash played one of the love interests of Mario in the film.
Okay. So you and Stacey. Well, she did a little something this week that got her into trouble.
I know.
Because as an African-American woman, she dared have an opinion and said she's voting for Romney and said if other people wanted a better future for the country, that they should as well. And the outrage that was unleashed at her, primarily from other African Americans, was pretty unprecedented. I'll tell you about it coming back. But the Associated Press has asked the question: do black people support Obama simply because he's black? And we're curious as to your thoughts to their question, your answer to their question. 888-340-3373.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season.
Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're a libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are Libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a Libertarian to vote Libertarian. We're not a party, we're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be Libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and every single weekend we're here, 9 to 11. The Baldwin is the Stephen Baldwin.
That would be me.
Of the Baldwin Brothers, and the McCullough would be Kevin McCullough, Fox News, talk radio, Monday through Friday, you hear me, and we have a lot of fun. Now, a few years ago, some of you may remember this.
Stephen Baldwin's crushed little face with Omarosa defiantly saying she was a creative genius for just doing the most obvious thing in the world. It was absolutely priceless.
Oh, it's
so satisfying. I could almost hardly eat my pineapple.
He could hardly eat his pineapple. Piers Morgan saying that when Stephen Baldwin's little droopy face was distraught because Omarosa had done something very plain. Stephen, you're ready to jump back into this circle all over again?
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to get your feet wet?
Doing it for Mom.
Piers Morgan's going to be there, at least on one of the weeks.
Yeah.
And Omarosa's back. She stood us up tonight, but...
Well, no, she apparently had technical difficulties.
And
that's...
She's not eating enough fiber? What's the technical difficulty here? I'm not sure.
Well, we'll see.
All right, so you got someone to pinch hit for Omarosa to join us tonight. Who are we talking to here?
We have a very talented guy who's quite legendary in his gifting, a wonderful actor named Gary Busey.
Hey,
on the line.
Gary, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Radio. Hi.
We got Gary on line one.
I hear
Mr. Busey.
There he is. Gary.
Hey, Gary.
I think he fell asleep. I literally heard him breathe. Gary. All right, put him on hold. Jackie, see if you can get him. Did he pass out?
No.
You heard him, though. He's like... 888-340-3373. Ivan, you're not pulling some fun on us. You're like purposely not letting him hear us call his name, just as a practical joke on Gary. Okay. Well, let's see. Did she get him back on? Okay, let's try it again. Is Mr. Busey there? Gary, are you there? He can't hear us. He can't. He's not talking to us. Try it one more time, Stephen.
Hey, Gary, are you there, brother? Gary Busey.
I hear him breathing. He said he can't hear us.
There he is. Hey, Gary.
Whatever's making that sound, I can't hear and understand. The volume is so low.
Oh, all right. Can you turn up the volume on your phone somehow? Or can we turn up the microphones?
No.
Cannot hear. Yeah. Cannot understand.
Okay.
Can you hear me now, brother?
One man.
Well, welcome to the program, Gary. Can you hear me okay?
Man. Oh, I cannot understand you.
I just want to put a
phone. I don't know whether it's my phone or your phone or just telephone system all together.
There's going to be 13 weeks of this, friends, on national television.
All right, Gary, I'll call you back. Steve, I love you.
Stephen and Gary. And Gary and Steve. And Omarosa. And people that can't use telephones. And people stealing people's apple juice out of the kitchen fridge. And other things. This has just been one of those nights. Do you think he was doing that on purpose?
No.
You think he literally couldn't hear us?
I think he literally couldn't hear
us. Every other caller on the board's heard us all night. Does he have hearing aids?
Yes.
Maybe he forgot to put those in.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, Celebrity Apprentice, check it out. March of 2013, it debuts. All-Star Celebrity Apprentice. All-Star. All right. Who are we going to get next week?
Probably no one.
Can you get the Donald? I don't think the Donald would do this. I think
he would.
He wouldn't do this, is what I'm saying. He'd show up. He'd, like, come on and, like, he'd tell us, you know.
He'd make the time for us, yeah.
Okay, that'd be cool. Can you get him on?
I could try.
Are you going to call him a
pitch hitter?
A pitch hitter?
Yeah, a pinch hitter. You're going to call him that?
Well, it's not like it mattered. He couldn't hear us.
Okay. All right.
Well, in other words, Omarosa was who we had originally invited.
Right.
And then Stephen said, well, she's standing us up, so maybe we could get Gary. So
I didn't say she was standing us up.
He was filling her shoes, so to speak.
I didn't say she was standing us up.
No, I said that.
Right. You said that.
I did say that.
And then you said Gary Busey's going to take her place as a pinch hitter.
What's wrong with that?
Maybe nothing.
Why would that be an insult?
I don't know.
One is filling in for the other.
Right.
I don't know. Francisco, line two from East Harlem, New York. Welcome to the zany Baldwin McCullough Show.
Good evening. I was listening to the remark about voting for Barack Obama because
he's black. Yeah, okay, Francisco, I did this poorly. Hold on, we're going to get to you right after the break. This is Baldwin McCullough Live.
Best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host, Annie Johnson.
Why is it important to groom the next generation for success? 14,000 hours of schooling that you and I had from kindergarten just to the 12th grade. Not a single class was on financial wisdom. Not a single hour teaching us the difference between wise and foolish spending. Teaching us really the price that credit card debt really pays on an individual and a family. Not a single class on how to become an entrepreneur, start your own business. Not a single class on even how to motivate and work with other individuals. Not a single class in those areas. And so why is it important to groom the next generation for success? Because right now society is grooming the next generation for accidental failure.
Why not discover for yourself the proven strategies for raising the next generation of leaders? Grooming the Next Generation for Success, the book, exclusively at DannyJohnson.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and we're glad you're with us each Saturday night, 9 to 11. And if you haven't registered yet, we want to bring you to Manhattan. It's called the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway. You can register online at baldwinmccullough.com, or you can just send us an email to holiday at x3media.net, and send us your name, address, and phone number, and then be listening. And just like tonight, when Madeline became our first finalist, you too could claim a finalist spot for the Great Manhattan Holiday Getaway. Now, just before the break, we had gone to Francisco in East Harlem listening to AM 970 The Answer, and the question that the Associated Press asked this week was, will people vote for Obama simply because he's black? Specifically, what Jesse Washington, the national writer for the AP, asked was, do black people support Obama simply because he's black? And, Francisco, we didn't give you a chance to answer before we went to break, so I want to make sure we had plenty of time. Welcome back to Baldwin McCullough Live. What do you think of that question by Jesse Washington? How would you answer that?
There's some truth to that, because I'm a minority that's lived in Manhattan and New York City all my life, and when an African-American politician wins office in New York, Charles Rangel is an example of that. Even after being censored, he still won again re-election, and people still voted for him. Because one of the reasons is that African-American, politicians, or even Hispanics that were either born or lived in the area, know the condition and the situations of the people that are poor.
Francisco, hold on a second. President Obama grew up in Honolulu. He went to Harvard. He has only after he became an adult did he ever really live in an urban inner city area, and it wasn't even. I mean, the place where he lives in Chicago isn't all that depressed. I mean, it's a pretty upscale neighborhood that he lives in. So, in terms of him knowing what you're saying about what it's like to live in the urban center, that's not Obama. Obama's not an inner city black from America. He's never experienced that life.
No, he's lived in Hawaii, from what I understand. But what I'm saying is that other people I'm off on that point, yes. But him knowing more or less, what goes on in the minorities and in the poor areas, he knows. He's done his where he's been to Louisiana after Katrina and stuff like that. He's seen some of the hardships that the people going through. Even now,
Francisco. President Obama did not go to Katrina after. He did not go to Louisiana after Katrina.
Hello?
Yeah, Francisco. President Obama did not go to New Orleans after Katrina.
No, I'm not saying he knows everything, but the situation going on with the poor and the first thing, like I said, every time it cleanses, but that's not always true, because Clinton has Caucasian, a white man. And he lives on, according to what we know, he has a residence on 125th Street right here in Harlem.
I know. He's got his offices there too. Okay, Francisco, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question. Hold on. Let me ask you this question. What do you think of minorities, Hispanics or blacks, that don't vote for Obama? How do you view them personally?
Well, I don't have anything against them. I mean, if they want to vote, they want to vote. But the thing is that when somebody comes into office, for example, like when Bush came into office, everybody, those that didn't vote were complaining, oh man, look who's in office. If they would have voted, maybe they would have made a difference. But isn't that always true? Because New York, according to the electorate, the other states are the ones that it goes by electorates, and not just the votes by itself.
All right, Francisco, I appreciate the call. Thank you. 888-340-3373. What are you laughing about, Baldwin?
No, I love people.
I have really no clue most of what Francisco said.
I know. That's why I love Francisco. That's why I'm chuckling.
Neat guy. Okay, so Stacey Dash, African-American actress, lovely-looking woman.
Sure.
From every perspective. She said this last week, Romney's the guy, I'm going to vote for him. If you care about the future, you should vote for him too. She was called things like jigaboo. Am I allowed to say that? I hope I'm not supposed to not say that. But that's what she was called on Twitter. Traitor. The House N-word. And much worse.
Sure.
After posting that. Now, I don't know what qualifies for much worse than those things. And if you want to call somebody a plantation slave, which is basically the same, it's what the term House N-word means.
Right.
I think that's most African Americans in how they view the Democratic Party. because the Democratic Party promises you they'll give you stuff if you vote for them. But the Democratic Party also threatened to hang them and lynch them and do all the other things, and the Democratic Party was inventing the KKK. So I don't understand the mentality of, oh, we have to vote for the Democrat. Like, divorcing reason, divorcing all other rationale that's out there, I have to do this. But that does exist. But the theme of these insults, a black woman would have to be stupid, subservient, or both to choose a white Republican over the first black president, is the thought that mm-hmm. we're coming in for the from the insults. Russell Simmons, the hip-hop mogul, called Dash's experience racism.
Did he?
Barbara Walters on The View said if she were white, this wouldn't have happened. Meaning, nobody would have cared if she had said vote for Ron.
Of course.
Twitter users are by no means representative of America, and many black Obama supporters quickly denounced the attacks. But for people like Art Gary, an information technology professional, the reason Dash was attacked is simple. She's a black woman supporting a white candidate over a black one.
Now, was there any more about Russell Simmons?
Well, he said that Dash's
situation
was
racism. More explanation? Just it was racism.
That's what he called it. That's
okay.
What he labeled.
Well, here's what I'm wondering. Stacey Dash, who in an interview, the only interview you said she gave, pretty much
Piers Morgan,
with the with a Celebrity Apprentice winner, Piers Morgan. I think Stacey was amazing, because she just repeatedly said over and over, it's a free country, this is my right, I believe that the best thing for the country going forward, particularly in the economy, and this, I think Mitt Romney's the guy.
And she said, I believe in personal responsibility as opposed to the collective.
She even said her, 22, 23-year-old son.
Hold that thought. Coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, CEO of Extreme Media, the media company that brings you this broadcast. Do you use PayPal for your home-based business? Do you take credit card orders online and use their services to help further your goals? Are you in favor of the fact that they help process credit card transactions from pornographic magazines and Planned Parenthood? Are there other things that you're concerned about, like the safety of our citizens and not giving monies back to, for instance, activist Muslim organizations? PayPal does not distinguish between honorable and dishonorable businesses. And every time you pay them your 2.4 vendor percent, you're helping further the goals of Planned Parenthood, pornographic magazines, and activism causes you may not believe in. Fortunately, there's a better way. We call it cleancreditbiz.com. Cleancreditbiz.com. If you wish to keep your credit card processing free of any dishonorable associations like pornographic magazines, Planned Parenthood, or activism causes you disagree with, cleancreditbiz.com or 888-3333 340-3373 and press 2. CleanCreditBiz.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Rekindle the romance between you and I. Those intimate moments to my memory bring back. I wanna cherish those moments. I wanna
People are going to have their own opinion, and that's the point. We're all entitled to our opinion, and I used my platform to exercise my First Amendment right as an American citizen to say who I am choosing to vote for.
An interesting thing to me is you voted for Barack Obama at the last election.
Yes, I did.
So you were a Democrat then.
Yes.
Why have you decided to change to Mitt Romney?
I would say because of the state of the country. Mm-hmm. And I want the next 4 years to be different.
Man, someone's going to get in trouble for being that clear
right.
about what they say.
Yep.
I mean, I'm guessing that Stacey Dash doesn't get up and watch Fox News from the time she wakes up in the morning to the time she goes to bed at night. I'm guessing that she doesn't read.
She might watch it a little bit.
I'm guessing that she doesn't read the Wall Street Journal editorial page every day or any other political publication, the Weekly Standard or anything else for that matter. I'm guessing that she's probably a busy mom working, living her life, doing what she has to do to make, you know, her family exist and keep going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And yet someone that is not in the throes of government is sitting there going, you know what, we didn't get what we were promised last time. And I think we should try something else. And now she's the KKK for having said that. This is how fellow African Americans are treating Stacey Dash.
Right. And it's kind of like for a while in this country prior to President Obama's being elected. I mean, I just honestly, maybe I'm naive, but I just can't believe that the issue of racism is still the hot button that it is in America. It's I'm dumbfounded. I'm stupefied by, and maybe I'm naive, but you would think in a time in our history when so much progress has been made, so much technological advancements, it's like, how is this still? Like, it fascinates me with previous shows we've done where I said to an African-American caller, so you're saying that you're okay with President Obama telling you bold-faced lies?
Yes.
And I'm going to vote for him again.
Yes, we're good with that. We're fine with that.
Strange.
I think that President Obama could eat a child's brain on national television and 93% of the African-American community would vote for him, even after seeing the videotape.
And that's you know what those folks would call you,
that's
don't
how,
you?
That's how badly I think this problem is. And Stacey Dash just got a little tiny taste of it.
I say God bless Stacey Dash.
Yeah. And anybody else who thinks for themselves, because, friends, that's what you should be doing in the run-up to November 6th. See you next Saturday!
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There are disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 800-333-9000. 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, it is answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.